Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Karen is the founder and the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for almost 16 great years. Tell the audience about SBE Council.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. We are an advocacy, research, and training organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. We focus a lot, as you know, Jim, on policy, what's happening in the nation's capital as well as all over the country, in fact, all over the world, and its impact on small business growth and entrepreneurship. I would encourage people to visit our website, sbecouncil.org, where we also have some great resource material and business success strategies, a Q&A with entrepreneurs. What we do is try to, you know, really help to build a friendly environment for small business and entrepreneurship.
And as I've said many times, nobody, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen. I'll tell you, Karen, I really like knowing that you're up there going best two falls out of three inside the Beltway for us. I appreciate it very much.
Well, Jim, it's great to have partners like you and members like you. You're a member of our organization. Yep. Thank you so much. I mean, having members like you and those who are engaged in our organization really give us the clout and the influence that we need up on Capitol Hill and make a difference.
One of the things you're working on is I know you were very heavily involved in the crowdfunding policy initiative, getting crowdfunding, attempting to get it approved. I don't think it's actually gotten all the way through yet, but you got a contest. Tell us about that.
Well, this is great, Jim. I mean, one of the things that we wanted to do was to educate business owners and entrepreneurs and startups about the power of crowdfunding and as an alternative way to, raise money for your business or your projects. And so we have partnered with Fundable, which is a platform, as well as the National Association for the Self-Employed, which represents smallest businesses in this country, micro-businesses. And we essentially encouraged business owners to, you know, send us their business plans and what they would we had over 125 applicants who applied to be a member, to be a part of our crowdfunding round of our contest. So we picked 9 finalists who are now who we provided coaching with, coaching to, and also whoever reaches their funding goal first will win $10,000 in bonus capital.
Wow!
But we'll also work with the other business owners during the campaign period to reach their goals as well. So we picked what we thought were businesses that had viability, traction, you know, a good, social network, you know, to raise money. And we really looked at the businesses that would put that capital to good use, had great business plans, and really excited. So people can visit our website, sbecouncil.org, to visit the Fundable platform, or go to Fundable.com/contest.
Now they can find out about how things are rolling out, how this is coming together and getting to its final stages. But will you be doing this again, like next year?
You know, we'll be doing it again probably before next year.
Okay, so they can.
You're right.
While they're there, they can kind of be noticing how to get plugged in for the next round.
Well, you know, Jim, I mean, raising capital is very difficult, and it'll be still difficult in the crowdfunding world. But the good news about crowdfunding is that you have additional investors to go to, equity investors, once the Securities and Exchange Commission advances the final rules. But even now, if you do rewards-based or gift-based fundraising, where people are giving you money for something in return, you could still do that as a business. But what we're trying to teach businesses is, look, you've got to be a good business We're teaching businesses to be better businesses, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of all the fundamentals
right.
That they can grow, and hopefully to help them, you know, in the future raise large amounts of capital.
Raising capital when you have your ducks in a row is hard enough, but when you don't have your ducks in a row, then it's like impossible. So what you're doing is a great service. I really applaud you for that. It's just another example of what a great organization SBE Council is, folks. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the president, Karen Kerrigan, our dear friend and one of my heroes. Karen, thanks again for all you do for small business, and thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Great to be with you.
See you next time. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.